Boker Tov world, and today's daf in Masechet Yevamot, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Zayin, and we basically are holding still in the middle of trying to figure out why we need that posik aleha to teach me that I am not supposed to be over on the Isra Arayos in order to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibum. If I would know it anyway, because I would have no reason to think that I was allowed to, after all. Where do we find that an Esa is Deicha Aleit Aser Sheyesh Bo Karet? So yesterday, we were talking about alternative issues. We thought that we had brought a Raya, but it turned out that we were talking about an Isser that we were going to learn from a Kal Vachomer. And that was the question of how do I know that I'm not supposed to be Mekayim the mitzvah of killing someone in Beis Din on Shabbos? And we thought that that meant that, oh, must be that I would have thought that Esa is Dercha Loitase. So we said, we have to review this because it's important for understanding the continuation of the sugya. That's why I'm saying it over again. So we said it wasn't based, the need for the pasuk b'chol moshavotechem, where the lashon of moshavot means in Beit Din, was not needed to tell me that we shouldn't say that es is deicha loses hashiyesh po karet. No, it was based on this kal v'chomer, and that was the entire basis of it, that namely, if aveda is chomer enough to be deicha Shabbos, nonetheless, in order to be Mekayim that mitzvah in Beis Din of killing someone who was chayav misa, it says, Mi'im is bechita kachel lamut, and therefore, even if he's the only kohen that's available, we're going to cancel the aveda. So that means that this is a very chomer mitzvah, because after all, the aveda is powerful enough to be deicha Shabbos. And now we're going to be deicha the aveda because of this big mitzvah of mizbechi, which is the yumuchuyev to kill. So if it wouldn't have said Moshe Avot, I would have said it's a Kal Vachomer, because if Shabbos is Nicha Bifnei Avoda, then for sure, Ritzicha should be Docha Shabbos, if it's even Docha Avoda. And then we said, so now let's get back into it now. Umay O Eno. So now, this is the fourth line, at the end of the line. So then, remember, we went back and forth, or maybe not. Maybe we should not be Mechal of Shabbos only in other Melachas, but we should be Mechal of Shabbos to kill somebody. So then we say, O Eino. So what's the O Eino? Why O Eino? What was wrong with that limud? It sure sounds like a very good limud. I'll tell you what it was. The O Eino Dika Omar, when we said that, this is what we were saying. We were saying, yes, that sounds like a good argument, but it's not good enough. Why? Because the din of a mate mitzvah, is a din of a mate mitzvah doche avodah or not? Yes, it says beferish. Remember, we had that limud many times from la'achoto, areshaholach, shebalach rivas pischai, and the shama shemet, and so on and so forth. And we said la'achoto, hu de'inu metame, avu metame hu l'mate mitzvah, even though he's not going to be able to do the aveda, right? That's what we said. If he was a nazir and a kohen gadol, remember, we had each limud separate. So even though, like, he's maximal, right? And he's going to like really be over on all of these yisurim. He should still go and he should be kover a mate mitzvah. But nonetheless, even though the first mate mitzvah will be doche his carbon pesach and his milah and so on, it is not doche Shabbos. And so you see that this kal v'chomer does not necessarily make sense. Because if doche avoda first mate mitzvah is not doche Shabbos, so then that shows that this kal v'chomer is not necessarily true. So then why did you change your mind? Oh, then I said, oh, eno. Why say oh, eno again? Hold on, Omar, but wait. Kvuras mitzvah itself, maybe we're wrong. Maybe kvuras mitzvah should be doche Shabbos. Kvuras mitzvah should be doche Shabbos itself because of the Kal V'chomer. If avoda is doche Shabbos, and kvuras mitzvah is doche avoda, because it says mila achoto. Remember, those were all of the limudim lachoto de lo yitameh. For sure, should be doche ota. That's why we get back to the pasuk. Lo tavaro esh b'chol moshavotechem, to teach me that actually moshavot is even in a mokum of moshavotechem, a chiyuv of this mitzvah, which is the fear of carrying out the dinim of Nisus Bezdin, still we will not be docha Shabbos for that, and the Mela will not be docha the first mitzvah. Okay, so now everything makes sense, but it has nothing to do with our sugya. So we're still completely in a bind over here. Like, where the heck did we get the idea that we should need a lara? This last chance that we had to bring a raya from the din of Nisus Bezdin turns out not to have been based on the halacha of Esedocha Lo Sasa, and therefore it's irrelevant to our sugya. But by the way, I'm just curious. I mean, you just went through it and you showed me that there was a O'eno, and then we said O'eno, and obviously, I mean, you must have taken that into consideration when you thought it was talking about an Esedocha Lo Sasa, right? Well, how did you understand it? Why were we going back and forth like a bunch of idiots? Maybe it should be Doch. No, maybe it shouldn't. But I think maybe it should. I mean, obviously, there needs to be some logic to that. The only logic that you've come up with so far to support that weird kind of back and forth hesitancy that ended up needing the Pasuk was based on the question of whether we should, in fact, learn out the din from the Kal Vachomer of the Aveda, right? But how did you understand the back and forth originally that you thought that it was talking about Esedocha Lo Sasa? Could you explain that to me? Because otherwise, you're just yanking me around with all these crazy arguments. You never really had a reason. I mean, I'd like to see that you had a reason. At least it should have made some sense, you know? Could you tell me what sense it made? Because otherwise, I don't trust you. So what was the sense, asks the Gemara. So what were you thinking originally, you know? So therefore, the Gemara says like this. So what were you thinking initially, okay? So we thought like this. The O'eno, the Ka'amar, was, the Svara was, that, let me just get my place over here. L'mayda Sovek Adaita Mikar, what you thought originally, that was all based on an Esedek Haloises HaSheish Bo Karas. Could you explain the Ma'eno de Ka'amar? Yes. Hochi Ka'amar. Ma'ani Mika'im Echalal El Mot Yumat. Okay, that was with other Malachas, but not this Isser on Shabbos, because by Nisus Bezdin, it should be Dochi Shabbos. Why? Because Es is Dochi Leisase. Right? That's what we thought. Okay, and then you said, or maybe not. What's the or maybe not? No, the or maybe not was Hadar Amra. Maybe we only see Es Dochi Leisase on a Lotase greater that doesn't have an Isser Kares. But why should we think that it's Dochi even in Es Sheyesh Bo Karet? Lotase Sheyesh Bo Karet. Did you ever hear that an Es is Dochi? Okay, and then why did you change your mind and say, but maybe yes? Because then I thought like this. Isn't Esedocha Lo Tase itself? I mean, as we pointed out yesterday, isn't the Lo Tase chomer than the Ase? And anyway, we're being doicha it, right? So lav Lo Tase chomer mine. Nonetheless, the Ese is doicha it. So, okay, so if that's the case, if you're telling me that I'm going to be doicha something more chomer than the Ase, so what's the difference? How more chomer? It's more karma because it's a chayav malchus, or it's more karma because it's chayav karas? Does it really matter? The point is that it's the relationship, as the Rabban explained, between love and fear, essentially. And love is always more powerful than fear. So therefore, what's the difference? Whether the reason that I fear is because it's an a lotas eshesh bo karet, or just a regular lotas. That's what we were thinking, okay? And that's why, malichum rezuta, malichum rabba, that's why we need, I thought, I mean, now I understand that I was wrong, but that's why I need Lo Tavara. Okay, fine. Now I see at least you made sense. But anyway, but that's not what we really think happened here, right? What we really think happened here was not a back and forth thinking process about Esedocha Lo Sasa Sheyesh Bo Karet. It was a thinking process about whether we can make the Kal Vachomer for Aveda. That's what you said. Okay, so then we're stuck. So now where do we get the idea that an S is Docha Lo Sasa Sheyesh Bo Karet, which forces us to need the Pasuk of Aleha? Wow. I'll tell you why. It's true. Actually, it isn't based on S Docha Lo Sasa. It's based on something entirely different. Because Salka Daitech Aminata Aveyeshit Ach Dovash Hayabichlav Yatza Min HaKlal Alamein Lo Lamein Al Atzmo Yatza El Alamein Al HaKlal Kulo Yatza. Now, gentlemen, what we are about to engage in is really, in a sense, it's very funny. And you'll notice that for some crazy reason, this Masechet Yevamot, which started off so nicely, concentrating on the Dinim of Yevamot and Arayot, has suddenly degenerated into a free-for-all about discussions of things that don't seem to have anything to do with Yevamot. Now we're talking about is there a din of learning out things from Kal V'chomer, is that they should be Deicha? Now we're going to start another couple of issues. We're going to talk about the Midah of the Torah that is Dover Shaya B'chlal V'yatzim Minachlal. Or we're going to be talking about Dover Shiyatzo Lidon B'Dover Chadash. Or we're going to be talking about Hekeshin. Or we're going to be talking about Mametzinos. And what in the world does this have to do with Yevamos? We have seemed to have lost track of where we're going. Okay, But I just want to point out, I know you're going to think I'm crazy, but when you read this daf today, you're going to have to admit that something's very weird unless we're ready to go my crazy route. I mean, unless you have a better answer. But my suggestion is that these midot, where we're talking about going against a norm or learning out from something that is anti-norm, what the din would be about the norm, are basically expressions of yibum in terms of memes rather than genes. Because we went back to yibum, remember, we had to go back to relate yibum to the arayas. The reason that we needed to do that, because in a physical sense, we were talking about the interrelationship of the original plans for reishis and how it is that they have to play themselves out. Now, Lemaisa, even Chava, understood this at the moment that she said that I'm going to call this boy Shait. Why am I going to call him Shait? Because Shatli Elohim Zera Acher Tachat Hevel Asher Harago Kain. Now there's an insane medrash on that, which is that Zera Acher is a reference to root, because Zera Acher means it comes from somewhere else off the beaten path that you would not expect. And therefore it's called Shait, because we're basing everything about the Seder of Bereishis and the vision of Rucho Shel Mashiach on this new child. So he must be Shait. That's a crazy thing to say at the moment that Bereishis is the first child that you really have, right? So that's where Yibam was first discussed, basically. Right there, the Farish. Now, I am suggesting that if that's the case, then all of the mimetic duplications of Torah, the Yesedas of Torah that are coming on a simple level, they're coming, okay, to tell you particular dinim, how to read them out. No, it's not true. Reading out is conception, and conception is reproduction. And basically, when I'm going now all the way back to the beginning, and I need to work out how do I deal with bastards, basically. What about cases where you have a halacha that is a violation of the normal dinim of reproduction, so to speak? And if I have a halacha that there's a din of killing somebody in Bezdin, but I have another halacha that there's an iser. How can I utilize a Kal V'chomer to be docha that? How can I utilize something where a halacha violates the norm, as we're about to see, and can I make that a new model for a norm? And so on and so forth. The midah, shatera, nidreshes behem, are different modes of reproduction. Are they mutter or are they usher, so to speak? They're the exact expression of the concepts of Yibum conceptually versus biologically conceptually. And therefore, the Gemara is actually continuing on exactly with what it wants to do. And remember, Ein Dorshin Ba'arayot. This is all about Drusha. So these are essentially Drushas of the Arayot, of the Limudim of the Torah.
Okay? Hence, you would need a Messiah for Kal V'chomer, right? For Gzer Shabbat.
For Kal V'chomer. Yeah, exactly. Right. And by the way, we find that this is understood because the Zohar, you remember, says that the idea of the Eishes Yefas Toar, who is Bachta et Aviya Vetima Yerach Yamim, is a reference to Elul, because that's what we did when we went ahead and we were Derish the Torah. So Bachtat Aveyavima means because we ended up sleeping with our father and with our mother and abusing them. How did we do that? Because we darshaned the wrong things from the Torah and we were over on the Torah. And that's called sleeping with an Isser Erva. What? That's a little bit weird. No, that's the point. Anyway, that's my crazy idea. So as you'll see, what we're about to do is to engage in like the wildest kind of speculation, which is only there in order to set us straight about what exactly the meaning is of these particular drushes, particularly the ones in which a halacha violates, Ira is saying this is genetic algorithms. So this is cases where the halacha seems to violate the norm, and now would it become the new norm? That's exactly what we're thinking here. So let's think about that. We have a klal, and that klal, to have salka daita chamina, to have a high eshet ach, a davar sha'ya bichlal, v'yatsa min haklal elameid, since we have something that was part of an overall klal of arayos. Now it's being turned into this new halacha, that you have to be miyabim even in Erevah. So then I would say, lo lelameid al atzmo, yatzah lelameid al haklal kulo yatzah. So it's coming to teach me that all of the arayot are part of the din of Erevah. The Tanya, the Varsha, yabichlav yatzah bin haklal lelameid, lo lelameid al atzmo, yatzah lelameid al haklal kulo yatzah. This is the introduction to the Sifra by Rabbi Yishma. Ketzad, so it continues on to say, give me an example of that. Okay, well, it says, "Anefesh asher tochal basar mizevach hashlamim v'tumato alav." Now, what is that supposed to mean? Somebody who eats while he has a tumas haguf, and he goes ahead and he eats the korban shlamim, he's going to be chayev karet, right? And why in the world do I need that pasuk? It was included in the overall halacha that you are not allowed to eat. Amor aleihem ledorotechem, kol isha sheyikrav mikol zarachem elakodashim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'tumato alav v'nichrata. Does that include shlamim or does it not? It says elakodashim asher yakdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Absolutely. So shlamim is included. So why do I need a special din by shlamim? Now that is the basis of my example. Since it was a davar shehaya bichlal, and now it's mentioned uniquely, so what's the point of that? To turn it into a model. And lama yatzu la'kish aleihem, to teach you that just like shlamim ar miyuchadim, their kachay mizbeach, the only time that there's an iser of eating betumas haguf is kachay mizbeach. Then you're chayev koras. But kachay bedek habayit, if this was an animal, was given to the bedek habayit to sell, in order to use the money for building repairs in the Beis HaMikdash. So there is no halacha. If I eat it, there is no halacha, even betuma of ki of kares. And that I learn not from shlamim. So I would say the same thing is true over here. Listen, eshet ach is part of the group of all of the arayot, right? So I'll say, so why did we bedavka choose eshet ach for the chiyav of yibam? Ma'akishaleh. Just like Eshet Ach is muteret in Yibum, so too all of the arayot are muter be Yibum. Says the Gemara, that is crazy. What's the matter with you? That, I can't believe this. Something that was included in a klal, and then I mentioned it separately, is when the separate mention was to tell me the same din that was in the klal. So then it becomes the model for that din of the klal. But over here, the separate mention is to take it out of the klal. This is nutty, what you're saying. Me dummy. Over there, the klal is in the iser. All kachim are usser to eat if you're tummy. Betubas aguf, you're chayav kares. And the prat about shlamim is also in the iser. So why do I need to mention it to make it the model of where the iser applies? That's very logical. Over here, it's exactly the opposite. Over here, all of the arayos are usser, and now we got one crazy case where it's mutter for yibum. The prat is beheter. I mean, if you're going to compare it to any of the midah shatar and the dreshes by him, the thing to compare it to is the exact opposite midah, namely, haladami ala ladavar shahaya bichlav yatzalidon bedavar hachadash. Here we go, yet another one. So if you have a klal, and then all of a sudden, this particular case violates the klal, and we're telling you different things that never appeared in the rest of the klal. And in fact, as Tosis points out, it's not enough that they never appear. they have to actually be a direct contradiction and a slap in the face to the rest of the klal, which is that's what's going on over here. That the halacha over there is So not only does this not serve as the model, it's much worse than that. It loses all of its connection to the normal dinim of the klal, and you can't give it the normal dinim of the klal unless the Torah specifically says to do so. In which case, this is the exact opposite of the case that you're bringing me. So what's the matter with you? By the way, what is the matter with you? I understand. What were we thinking? Because there's a din of Yibum by Neshes Ach, so therefore, it's a general klal that, why would we think that? Because, Rabbi Yisai, as the Rambam pointed out, why were we miyached the din of Yibum to Eshet Ach? Why wasn't every relative a mitzvah of Yibum? Forget about the question whether there is a mitzvah of Yibum because she was married to your brother. If your daughter's husband dies, she's not married to your daughter, to your brother. She's married to some stranger. Why isn't there a mitzvah to marry your daughter so that now she should have children? Because as Ramban points out, that was the original Yibum at the time. That's why Yehuda and Tamar, and that's why Lot and his daughters. And so that's why all those cases were actually cases of Yibum. So what the Gemara is basically being meramis to over here is that in a sense, Yibum involved all of the Arayas, and yet only one of them is mentioned in terms of the mitzvah. So that should be the model. It was a davar sheyatzeh min haklal. So afterwards, the Gemara points out, yeah, but Lamaisa, we never said that. That was only before the Torah was given. You can't use that svara to turn this into a davar shayah b'chlal. Where was it ever a klal? Show me. Don't speak of love. Show me. That's exactly it. That must be where the song came from. So if that's the case, this should be the exact opposite. The Tanya. Now, of course, here's the entire Sifra again. What is the meaning of a davar shehaya b'chlal, v'yatzeh lidon b'tavar chadash, i'ata rishoy lachziro l'klalo, ad shechzirenu l'cha hakatub b'feirush, ketzad. So, Rabbi Shmuel is now coming to explain, okay, give me an example of that midah shatorah nidreshet b'hem. A fundamental question in Masechet Yevamot, of course. Time for us to review the Sifra. I don't know, maybe they knew that the Daf Yomi this year comes out together with Vayikra, so therefore, I don't know. But anyway, here's the example. V'shachat et ha-keves, b'mkom ha-sheyishchat et ha-chatat, v'etolad b'mkom ha-kodesh. It's a very strange thing. It says over here about an asham mitzera, that you should shech the asham mitzera in the place that you shech the chatas in the eila, which means that it requires tzafon, because after all, kikachatata hashamu lakohen. What in the world is this? Why do I need to say kikachatata hasham? It said beferish where it is that I'm supposed to shech it. It said beferish, I'm supposed to do it in the place where I shech the ola and the chatat. Now, I know where that is, okay? So just to repeat, to give me some poetry, ki kichatat Hashem, who cares? Why am I saying that? I'll tell you why I'm saying that. That is the ultimate expression of this idea. If it wouldn't have said kichatat Hashem, I would have said, okay, does it say anywhere what it is that you're supposed to do with the Hashem, that you're supposed to put its dam on the Mizbeach, that you're supposed to put all of its emurim on it? Did it ever say that? No. Yeah, but come on, I mean, why does it have to say it? The din of Hashem is said, all of the Hashemites. We have this in this week's parasha, so what's the big deal? And in next week's parasha, the Prate Dinim. Why would it have to say it? I'll tell you why. Because since Asher Metzorah is now in a state of violation of norms, Lidon B'davar Chadash, what was that violation? Can you believe it? We take some of the dam that normally is supposed to be kept, it's kol damai, we put it on the Mizbeach, and in the case of the Asham, we sprinkle it on his toesies and on his ears and on his thumbs. And you tell me this is normal? So obviously, an Asher Metzorah is not a normal carbon. And therefore, maybe we don't do any of the things that are not mentioned beferish. Therefore, it has to say, you should know it's the same as the chatas, do the same thing that you do with the dam of all of the ashamas, same thing you do with the emurim of all of the ashamas. Just because it's a little bit crazy doesn't mean it's totally crazy. So therefore, the Torah had to be maxir it into the klal with this special pasuk. So I might have thought, well, if I'm supposed to be taking the blood and putting it on the man, on the mitzvah, maybe I don't put it on the mizbeach. And where does it say I'm supposed to bring a murim on the mizbeach? Therefore, this is the example of a dover shiyatza min haklal. And that is exactly what is happening over here. We've got this crazy case of one of the arayas that is yotze min haklal, and all of a sudden, we are going to say that all of them should be that way, just the opposite. It's exactly what we won't say. Talmud lomar ki kachata ta hasham. But if not for that, ilo ahadri kra hava mina lamaida nafak, nafak lamaida nol, nafak lo nafak. If I wouldn't have a pasuk to tell me that I have to do this with the dam to put it on the mizbeach, I would have thought, okay, it says to put it on the guy. Maybe that's all that I do. So here too. Havamina eshet ach the ishtaria ishtaria. All I would know is that the eshet ach and only eshet ach was yotzim in a klal of the arayas. It's mutter. The other arayas are bedafka, not mutter. So now what? How did you intend to make it the model? Absolutely nutty. Okay, fine. I agree. So let me find another reason for needing aleha. I'll tell you, I got an idea. There's another midah shatar in the drashas, perhaps. It's called a mamatzinu. So let's learn it out from a mamatzinu. Well, we've tried the Esedoch Eloisa, we've tried Smuchim, we've tried the Hekesh, we've tried the Kal V'chomer, we've tried the Dover Shoya Bechlal, and Yotzam in Aklal, L'Lamed Al Asmo, we tried Yotzam L'Lamed Adover Chadash, and wow, we never tried a mamatzinu. Why don't we try a mamatzino? Now, wait a minute. We can't try a mamatzino, can we? Didn't we just say that this is a case of I ata yochol achziro leklolo ach yachzirenu beferosh? Didn't you just say it was similar to that? So that if it's not part of normal klal, how can it be the model? How can you learn a mamatzino from something that the Torah says is different and you're not allowed to make it the model? Now you want to use a mamatzino to make it the model, to be seiser what you were saying before? Barnea, would do me a favor. If you're going to give me something, could you stretch your hand into the next window and get some of that boost from Gavi? Thank you. Don't think I didn't.
It's an empty cup. It's just here as a signal.
Okay, so what indeed is the explanation of this crazy Gemara? So there's a lot of terutzim that are said on this, but I think personally that the teretz that works is the Ritva's teretz. The Ritva points out the Gemara never seriously thought that this is a case of a dover shahya bichlal, the yatzam in haklal. It didn't? So why did it say it? No, it was only saying, look, it certainly can't be included in the case lo lalameda latzmo yatsa. That's for sure, because it's a contradiction. So if it's going to be included in anything like that, it would have to be included in the dover shiyatsa ben haklal, then that it's coming to tell me enata yochol lachzir leklolo, if anything. But it didn't mean either of the above, which is exactly what we were saying, that this is all based on a potential way of looking at the Arayas and Yibam, but it wasn't the way that the Torah ended up using it. Why, says the Ritva, why is it not that case? Obviously, it's not that case. Because there is no klal of Arayas. Every single one of the Arayas was mentioned separately, right? Don't sleep with X. And if you do, you're chayav kar. Don't sleep with Y. And if you do, you're chayav kar. Every single one. What do you mean there's a klal? If there was a klal that says, don't sleep with any relatives. Okay, but there's no such klal. So therefore, the whole thing was ridiculous from the beginning. Really, it's only because of the fact that the Torah keeps talking about them as a set of arayas afterwards. But that doesn't mean that there is an iser, that it's kailal all of the arayas. It's just a definition of kares. So all we were doing was expanding the envelope to introduce you to these new limudim. And that's because of the potentiality of how we could have viewed Yibum and how it would have applied here. And that only makes sense the way my crazy explanation goes. That since there is a primal Yibum, then there's also a primal conception of the dinim of Yibum vis-a-vis these limudim. And then the Gemara is just saying, okay, it's all very nice, but we don't live in a primal world. We live in a world that's after Kabbalah Sater, in which we define things differently. That's all that's literally going on here, according to Ritva, which strengthens my crazy contention. Anyway, so if it's not going to be a violation, then it could be a mamatzino. So why don't we just try a mamatzino? Here, let's try. See if that works as a reason for needing a lea. Okay, here I'm going to give it. Mamatzino from Eshet Ach. Ma Eshet Ach is Mia Bemet. So Eshet Ach is an erva, so Achot Isha should also be Tityabim. What? That's called a limud by you? Midami? I mean, Hatam Chadi Surah, Hachi Trei Isuri. I understand. If the Torah said Eshet Ach is Mityabemet, it's because there's one Isser the Torah is telling you is a Chiyav of Yibum. But if I add another Isser now, so I'm going to say, therefore, if I was Docha one Isser, I should be Docha two Isserim or three Isserim. I don't know how many ways this woman is related to you. What's the difference? What kind of, that's not a mamatzino. Mamatzino is meant to be that it's exactly the same. Well, no, you don't understand. You see, there's another lima that you're not taking into consideration. But you never heard of this one. This is called Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Well, once it's mutter, you might as well make it all mutter. What? What does that mean? How do you know you're supposed to say that? Minot Temer Damrin Hov Ishtri Ishtri. Ah, would you like to learn a new limud? Okay, so now hold on tight because now we're going into a whole different world. So let's think about this world. Before we start it, let's just go over the dinim of Tumah V'Taira B'Nogea, the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so a guy is a Mitzayra. And we were talking about the Asher Mitzayra. We might as well stick to the topic, right? So this guy is a Mitzayra. And what's the dinim of a Mitzayra to become Tahar? So he has to stick in his toesies and his thumbs and his ear into the Azorah to get sprinkled. Now, he can't walk into the Azorah. So how's he going to get it sprinkled? Because after all, he is alone. A mechuser kipurim. You can't miss the introduction. He's a mechuser kipurim. And therefore, he's usher to walk into the Azorah. So what are we going to do? He'll just have to stick in his toesies, right? And keep the rest of him out. Yeah, but the problem is, how do you get your toesies into the Azorah, where it has to be lifnei, the Pesach Olam Moed, if the doorway into the Azorah is much longer than your body? So even if he lies down on the floor and sticks his toesies through the door, they don't get into the Azorah lifnei Olam Moed. So this is going to be quite a trick. How's he going to do it? So what we did was, we made the din of the Kedusha of Bedavka where it is that he is standing, which is Shaar Nicanor, right? You remember Shaar Nicanor, where you go up into the Ezras Yisrael. We kept that with the Kedusha of the Har HaBayit and not with the Kedusha of the Azorah. So the Kedusha of the Har HaBayit is called Machane Leviyah, and this is called the Machane Shechinah, right? So we said, okay, but how could you even... Now, this is a question. Is bia b'miktzat shma bia or lo shma bia? Is sticking in a tozi, is that mutter or aser? So, it's a machlokas. Ula holds it's aser. So then how do you explain? The Torah said you have to do it. Okay. So I'm sticking in only my tozis, right? Fine. Only my big tozi. You try to do that. Stick in only your big tozi. Anyway, so basically, we have this heter for the Mitzayra on the eighth day when he's bringing his karban. So then he's able to do this thing. Okay, now here's the case. It's Erev Pesach. Aha, and we had this back in Pesach. This guy is very anxious to be able to be at the Seder with his family and to be eating the Korban Pesach, and it's the eighth day and it's Erev Pesach, and he's all ready to get himself roi to bring the Korban Pesach, because the moment that he gets that sprinkling, everything's going to be great. Now he's going to be tohar. You'll never guess what happens to the guy. He has a wet dream. And he can't go in now because now he's about carry. So he rushes to the mikveh. I'm sorry, sir, but you're a tefil yom. A tefil yom is not allowed to come in here. But I'm a mitzera on my last day. Then you can't do this to me, because then I'm not going to be able to bring my Korban Pesach. So here is the situation. And this is where we learn out. Hoel ve'ishteri ishteri. Here's the price. The Tanya. Mitzora, whose eighth day to bring his korban, comes on an Erev Pesach. And he's roye keri on that day. That means during the daytime. We'll see that's very important. Not the night before, but when he was already on his way to bring his korbans. He was already in a time that he could have brought his korban. Okay. Now, what happens to him if he's roye keri b'oto hayom? So he goes to the mikveh. The Chachamim said that even though normally a tefil yom is not allowed to go into the Azora, this tefil yom can. Zenichnas. Why? Because mutav shiavo aseh sheyeshbo karet, missing your Korban Pesach is a disaster, because the Korban Pesach is an issur sheyeshbo karet. But throwing out the tmeim from the Har HaBayit is only a mitzvah aseh. And he's not going to be able, he's not going to go into the Azora, he's only going into the Har HaBayit. Of course, this is a problem according to Ula, who says, wait a minute, even Bia B'mikzah Shma Bia, so I understand you're going to allow him to get up to the door of the inside of the Shaar Niknar, but how's he going to put his toes in? That's a problem. Okay, we're going to see what Ula says about this in a moment, because otherwise it seems to be a contradiction to Ula's halacha to be a b'mikta shma bi. And as a matter of fact, says Rabbi Yochanan, this is how Tosfos learns here and Rashi learns elsewhere, it's the easiest way to learn. Rabbi Yochanan is not arguing, he's just explaining. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the truth is that midiraisa, a balkeri is allowed to come into the Har HaBayit. And even an assay doesn't exist, because it says in the pasuk that when Yehoshaphat gathered everybody together and he was betire them from all of their tumais, and it says over there that he gathered everybody together in the Chatzer HaChadasha, in front of the Chatzer HaChadasha. And what was, why is there, what do you mean, he built a new Chatzer in the Beis HaMikdash? No, he gave a new din to the Chatzer in the Beis HaMikdash. And on that day, the Ragozer, that a tefil yom is not allowed to go into the Machane Leviyah. Now, as Rashi understands it, the idea over here is, of course, a tefil yom is allowed to go into the Machane Leviyah, because even a tamei mace is not us in the Machane Leviyah. We're only talking about when he say tefil yom. That's why we said he's a balkeri, because that's the only time that we have a problem. It says kol zav, and kol connected to zav includes even a balkeri, because the first re'iyah of a zav has a din of a balkeri. So since it says any zav, it means even a zav balriya achas, so therefore it would give him a din of a balkeri. So it's only because it's tumei yotzimi gufo. If the guy had been a tumei mace, it was a tefuyom. If he would have been a tumei sheretz, this would not be an issue. But what they were bechadish at that point, when it says a tefuyom over, it means a tefuyom of keri. Tefuyom lo yikanes l'machan alaviyah. Then that was a gzeira d'rabbanan. Now we asked Anula, Barula, he's going to be walking up to the door. You're right. That he's allowed to do, because it's really only an issur d'rabbanan. But why is he allowed, according to you, to stick his toesies into the actual Azora, which is the Lachana Shechina? If you hold that Bia B'miksa Shema Bia, and you know what Ula says? Matam Amar Ula? Well, once we're mater him to do something that's usur because of his saraz, a mitzora is not allowed to go into the Machane Shechina before he brings his karbanas. So we're matim for miscarry also. Big deal. Okay, you're tefil yom. What the heck? The Torah said, anyway, you're not included in the general Isurim. Go right ahead. So I would have thought that that crazy halacha of all the ishtri ishtri would apply even to the case of Yibum, where we would say, look, the Torah says you're allowed to marry your brother's wife. So if she also happens to be your wife's sister, does it matter? I mean, once you're going for it, go for broke, man. So therefore, I would say, okay, so because of that, that's all mamatzino. Because of that, I need aleha. That's the answer. No, it's not the answer. Notice that it says over here, a crazy case. The guy's on his way to the Beis Hamikdash. I mean, I know that wet dreams are inconvenient, but this is about the ultimate inconvenience. I mean, what is it? He's driving his van and he has a wet dream. He probably would have crashed by then, right? So what in the heck does the Braisa give us a crazy case like this? I'll tell you, it's because there's no choice. Because if he had become a Balkeri during the night, then Ula would never have said, Hova Yishtri Yishtri. No, no. Because first you have to be mutter. And then we'll say, okay, if the Torah is ready to make you mutter for the Tzaraz, it's ready to make you mutter for the Keri too. But if you never were mutter because you were already a Balkeri who was Usher, how would the Tzaraz now make things better? That doesn't make sense. Am I going to be mad to you now retroactively? So therefore, it's not really the same. Me dummy leduula. I mean, yes, we could construct a case that would be similar to Ula's case. Let's take a case where the dead brother married first, okay? And then the other brother, the brother who ended up being the Yavam, he married the sister. So over there, I could say, since at the time that the dead brother married, she was muteret in the case of Yibum, the Ishtri Iser Eshetach. So therefore, even the Achot Isha is also muter. But suppose the Myavam, the brother who survives, married one of the sisters first, and then the one who ended up dying went ahead and married the sister. So then the Iser of Achot Isha came first before, I mean, he didn't even know his brother was going to marry his sister-in-law. So over there, the Achot Isha, why should I be able to retroactively be doche? As a matter of fact, thinking about it, even that case wouldn't be good. I mean, even in a case where not some mate, I understand. If the dead brother, the deceased brother, got married and he died, and then the Yavam, who was the living brother, the survivor, then he went ahead and married the sister, which he's not allowed to do because that's Achot Zekukato. But nonetheless, the Isra of Achot Zekukato is only a derabonan. And if you go ahead and marry her, certainly the marriage is a valid marriage. And okay, so in that case, I understand that since it was already mutter to do the Yibum, and now you went ahead and you married the sister, so Ula would say, look, it was already Ishtri, you were already a Mitzora, you might as well go in now even that you're a Balkeri, right? Okay, so you could say the same thing over here. You were already married. You already, the guy, your brother died. You were already chayav for Yibum. You went ahead and married the sister. So go ahead and marry your wife's sister, who is also your chayav of Yibum because she was your brother's wife, right? That case, yes. So in the case where the mate got married and then he went ahead and mate. So hecha, the nasa mate, and he was mate, and then nasa chay, where over there was a period of time where chazilei de beni beni, where he could have married and was b'chuyev to marry the woman who was not yet his sister-in-law. But in a case where the mate got married and he never was mate, not some mate, but he didn't die before this guy, the living brother, ended up marrying this sister, v'achakach nasachai, so there was never a time when he was allowed to marry this woman. So then lo'i chazilei klal. This is a very cute Gemara, by the way. I mean, when you read it right, it's really so sweet. That's only true. Here's how you read it, right? Afilu nasa beit nami. Tenach echad nasa meit v'meit. V'achach nasa chai. V'chazil beni beni. But what about nasa meit v'lo meit? V'achach nasa chai. See how cute it sounds? But anyway, it's very clear what the case is, right? So if the dead guy never died, it's what it sounds like. But means, of course, never died before the surviving brother ended up marrying. So that would be the only case. I mean, isn't Ula Maida that if that, I mean, that was the language of the Braita. Suppose he was Roek Keri during the night of the eighth day, where he never was Chayiv yet for the Korban, that over there he can't stick his fingers and hands in. Eino Machlis Yodav on his toes, and Eino Machlis Yodav Labonos, because there never was a moment where it was Mutter. That must be the reason that the Braita says this crazy case. Okay, fine. So you're saying, just tell me something. Is there a case of Hovish, three Ishtri with the Mamatzinu? Yeah, I mean, there is a case where the mace went ahead, and then he was a mace, and then, okay, fine. But that's a crazy case. That's one case out of 10 trillion. So, but I still need Aleha to tell me what to do in that case, right? Great. So we have Aleha. So now everything is wonderful. Aleha comes to tell me that you should not follow the Mamatzinu in a case of Nasa Meit Vameit, and then Nasa Chai, and now Achot Isha is going to fall to you for Yibum. In that one case out of a trillion, the idea is, no, Aleha. Even if it's a Makom Mitzvah, in which I would have thought Hol Vishtri Yishtri, and I would have learned it out from the Mamatzinu, even so, no good. So there's your answer. Now I know why I need Aleha. So Ki Itzvich Aleha, Hechana Asameis Umeis, Vachakach Nasachai.